Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Josh Hodgson joins us right now. G'day, mate.
Hey, Matt. How are you doing?
Very, very well, thank you. Congratulations. Before we get into the footy, same question I asked Adam O'Brien. It's a little bit selfish here. You're a smart man. I just wanted to get your take on it. How are you coping in the bubble? Here you are in Sydney under lockdown, struggling big time. How's it been for you guys?
Yeah, it's been it's had its own challenges, mainly with the kids. Obviously, when you're locked down to a resort and the kids can't use the pool, and there's no real parks or anything for them to go. They've kind of just got to go to lunch and then come back to the room. So it's been a bit challenging in that terms of things. But as you've said, there's a lot of people got it, you know, a lot worse than us at the moment. So just keeping that kind of glass half full mentality, mate. And as long as we're playing footy and everything's going forward in that kind of sense, then we're all smiles up here, mate.
Hodgson, nothing like a win to keep the Wolves at bay. Canberra, we were just saying earlier in the show, seemed to be week in, week out. We were talking about you guys and what was happening down there, and we kind of were all speculating. It must have been really hard as a club to hear what was going on, the outside noise, and sometimes you try and put a big wall up to detect it away from you. But how much did it affect you guys from what you were hearing that wasn't true about Canberra?
Yeah, I think the start of the year put us... you know, had a big impact on where we're probably the situation we're in on the ladder. We've been inconsistent for, you know, most of the year this year, but, you know, three out of our past four games, we've had results. Was off last week against the Knights, and, you know, it was very disappointing. But I think that, you know, the benchmark that we've kind of set these last few weeks in terms of the physicality and the togetherness, I think, that we've shown has been the biggest thing. I think the Origin period probably came at the right time for us, mate. It was, as you touched on, a bit heavy there at times in and around the place with you go about business as normal, but fair few things happened during the start of the year. So I think the bye period came at the right time for us. Everyone just got away from footy for a bit and had a bit of time with the families, and I think that, you know, that really refreshed us, and it was, you know, something that we touched on, having that break just to go away from things and come back with a spring in your step. And thought the boys did that and bounced into a few good games in and around the Origin period and off the back of it.
Josh, you've got a heck of a run home. I think you've got Melbourne, Manly and the Roosters in three of those final four games. How do you view that run in?
Yeah, well, it'll be a good benchmark to see where we're at. You know, we'll certainly event our final spot if we get one. You know, at the end of the day, if we don't be them top teams, then we probably don't deserve to be in the final if we're honest about being a real chance of being competitive and being a real chance of getting in that eight and showing people that we're coming at the right time of year, then you've got to beat those kind of teams.
How much better do you need to get to beat them, do you think?
I don't think we need to be... I don't think there's anything massive improvement. Every week when we've kind of done our reviews, it's just small things that make a big difference in games where we're sometimes tripping ourselves up, and the speed of the game, the way it is now, the momentum's, you know, just so hard to swing back once you've got the foot on the throat. It's certainly hard to turn the tide, as we saw probably last week against Melbourne and Penrith. That was, you know, set to be a close game by, you know, probably everyone's opinion. And you can see once the good teams get a roll on, they don't let you out their end. And all of a sudden you're a fair few points behind. So that's kind of the areas that we're working on, mate. And that's what the good teams are doing at the moment.
Hey, Josh, I'm just going to change topics here for a minute. We spoke to James Graham a couple of weeks ago about the cancellation, or at that time the World Cup was going ahead, but just without Australia and New Zealand. Two-part question, mate. Were you going to make yourself available for the English side? And if you were, are you disappointed that it's not going ahead?
Yeah, of course, mate. Obviously gutted that it's not going ahead. It's one of them things that, I think looking at England at the moment and talking to a lot of people at home, the cases are really high again, and a lot of people have got it again. So there was going to be a fair risk for the players going over there. Probably looking at it now, I think this last week it's really boomed in England, the COVID cases. So probably in hindsight, it's probably been the best decision to put it off 12 months. It'd have probably meant going into kind of a bubble situation, what we're in now over there, which would have been a really big ask for all the players. And then you've got to take into account your families as well. You know, if your families go over and they've got that risk of catching it, it's a big gamble to take. So would it be a big one, mate? And yeah, as you say, good, it's not going ahead, but hopefully we can get another 12 months of planning and make it a really big spectacle next year.
A few Englishmen in your side have been watching the Olympics. Were you a bit chuffed when Great Britain went past Australia on the medal tally?
Yeah, we keep track. We keep track. You always know when Great Britain go past them because no one mentions the Olympics. And it's the exact same with the cricket as well.
Of course it is.
Oh, the Ashes of this were you too, are they? Yeah, the Ashes this one this summer.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not really into my cricket, but when we win, I always rub it in the lads.
Tell me, do you have a musical guy within your team, you know, your Dale Finucane style of figure who can help entertain?
Yeah, we've little Mac Tomoko played at right centre on the weekend. He's a character. He doesn't really know what day it is, but he loves singing a few tunes, and he loves entertaining the boys. So he's good value, and he's just a bit of a character. And no matter what you ask him, he's definitely good at it. He could have never tried it in his life. Goes, yeah, I'll be good at that. So he backs himself in every time. He's one for the karaoke.
Are you able to give the Scrum listeners a bit of a scoop, Josh? Where you play next year, buddy? Where are you going to be?
Mate, well, I'm signed at Canberra, so that's the plan for me. I've got my family's base there, my kids go to school there, we just built a house there, that's the plan for me. But I've been around a long time, not stupid, I know things change, but as for me, my first and foremost, I'm at Canberra next year, mate. I'm happy there. I've got a good place there. I've got a lot of good friends there, inside and outside of footy, so I've no, intentions of leaving. But as I touched on as well, you never know what happens with footy, but from my perspective, my destiny is in my own hands, so I don't have anything to worry about, mate.
Josh, you spoke about England before and the situation over there. When was the last time you were home, and when was the last time you saw your family?
Yeah, last time I was home was end of 2019, so it's been a while. It's been a couple of years now since we've seen all the family, and it's mainly harder for probably the grandparents with the kids and stuff. Like, my little girl was one last time I seen them, and she's certainly grown up a lot, and it helps with FaceTime and stuff. But when you're away from home, and we don't get homesick anymore, me and my missus. But I think when you see the kids growing up and you see the grandparents missing out on it a little bit, does it hit you in the heart a little bit? And hopefully we can slowly but surely get back to normal once the vaccinations get rolled out, and hopefully we can get some family come to see us and come to see the kids.
In terms of vaccinations, when do you imagine you'll get one? Or that'll start, that process will start happening?
I probably imagine the off-season. I think it's a bit, there's only a few weeks left of the year, and the schedule is probably a bit hectic at the moment. So I imagine we'll probably pencil it in for the off-season. So I imagine that's kind of the thing that'll happen with whether the NRL do it or whether people go and get it off their own back. But everyone has their own values and their own beliefs, just like religion and everything else in life. But for me and my family, we'll be going to get it when we can. And hopefully that means we can travel from here to the UK or vice versa without having to do all the isolation and whatnot that comes with that. So, hopefully that goes ahead soon.
Ricky seems to have found a way to get you and Tom into the side. You seem to be really enjoying some of the freedom of playing in that 13 role and getting to the edges and being creative. It looks like you're enjoying it. It looks like it's working for the team. What's it feel like?
Yeah, well, it seems to be working for the team, and that's what we kind of preach as senior blokes. You've got to be a team first kind of bloke, so you've got to practice what you preach, and that's what I've been trying to do. The first few weeks was probably trying to find my feet a little bit and trying not to, get in the big blokes way when they're fresh, because they're first and foremost in and around there. But the old kind of old school ball playing loose forward, I think it's something that suits this modern game. I think it's, with the speed of the game, once it gets past kind of that 20, 25 minute mark and a bit of fatigue gets in the legs and you get a chance to play a little bit for you, I think it suits the style that we play as well. So seems to be working the last few weeks. Something I'll keep working on. Obviously not played, that role for a long time. Did it a little bit when I was younger, but it's been a fair while since I played that. Obviously only playing about 20 minutes at nine, but as I say, mate, you just got to do team first at the moment. As long as we're winning, I'm always happy.
Yes, Canberra man through and through, Josh Hodgson, up in Queensland. You must be really missing the cold weather.
I'd love to say yes, but not right now.
Middle of winter in Canberra, Tony. What are you talking about? Oh, it's beautiful.
You can't jump in the bloody pool. What's going on there?
You get sunburn anyway.
Josh, thank you so much. Always great to talk to you. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having me, boys.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.